Hello, and thank you for listening to Know That, a Real Housewives podcast. I'm Donnie Hatfield-Smith.
And I'm Quentin Lamar.
And we are here today with Casey Gallagher, a new Bachelor expert and friend of the pod. Hey, Casey.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome. Good. How are you doing?
Thank you. Oh, I'm just excited to dive in and talk all my opinions to you guys and maybe get a sponsorship deal from FabFitFun or sell a toothbrush on Instagram, get some followers from you guys.
Okay.
I hope it works out for you. I mean, yeah. I hope it works out for me too, because I'm not a sponsor for any of those people, but I hope you get it from this episode.
Thank you.
Of course. So, I mean, we have a lot to talk about today. I'm not happy by a lot of it, but we'll
Donnie get... was livid. He was livid when we were watching it. Like he started doing, I saw him like, he was like counting on his fingers, like to see how many roses were left. He was upset.
I do that too. I'm like, wait, how many are on the table? I can't wait to see what you're mad about if we're both mad about the same thing.
I was rubbing
I'm sitting
my
up
hand.
In this latest episode, like, who is she? Like, I'm still not like recognizing people.
Same. Yeah.
But before we get to the episode, let's talk about some current events. So last episode, we talked about Chris Harrison's interview. And then actually, from the time we recorded it to the time it came out, all this stuff happened. But we didn't get to talk about it until right now. So let's talk about it. So first, Rachel Kirkconnell released a statement. And she released one first that was just like... an apology, whatever. Whoever wrote it for her did a great job. I don't think she wrote it, but it was one of the better apologies that I've seen from like a influencer or a reality star. But then she also, and this is where she lost me, then she also reposted the statement that like all of the Bachelorette girls are posting that said like, we are the girls of Matt James season. We don't stand for racism. And she reposted that. And I said, Rachel, this is about you. Why are you posting
that? Yes, it is.
I don't know. So, maybe she was trying to like show some kind of solidarity with them. Like, I don't know what the, maybe that's what they were saying. I don't know. But
I don't know.
Well, I thought that was odd too.
Yeah. So my opinion on this Rachel, Matt's Rachel is, so like, I agree with you, Donnie, her apology, like that was like a PR team of 10 people. And then it went to ABC, ABC did it. They sent it back and posted it. I mean, it was a great apology, but she didn't write it.
Right.
And I guess what I'm a little confused about is how people are going to antebellum parties still. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, like Donnie, but I'm on the part of Pennsylvania known as Pennsyltucky. So you have Pittsburgh, and then you have like all the red parts. So I'm the southern red part. Like when I went to high school, people had Confederate flags on their trucks. And I know people did Civil War reenactments, but I don't know a single soul who went to an old city. Or when we went to college, Donnie, Shippensburg, I don't think it was an Old South week or
anything I certainly like didn't that. See it. Yeah.
So I don't really know where the thing came on, kind of like what Chris Harrison was saying. And he was like, so many people know about these parties. And
50 million, he said, 50 million.
I was like, I mean, maybe all the Trump supporters, maybe that was like a Trump rally. I would go for that. But like,
They were.
That was a mini rally. Those are not a thing.
The reason you wouldn't see it in Pennsylvania is because Pennsylvania isn't known for like that kind of, you know, Southern history. Like there were, of course, slaves everywhere all over the U.S., but the South, like, you know, it has more of a romanticization of it than everybody else. Like, you know, the way that Pennsylvania is like has this whole love affair with the Civil War. Yeah. The South has that with like actually, you know, they pretend like, you know, oh, it wasn't about slaves. It was just about being in a caste system that you can like wear dresses all day and somebody else did your work for you. So it's a whole different thing. So I think that's why. But for him to, I knew when he said woke police, I knew what was coming. I was like, get them. And then like, I mean, it was just so ironic. He like literally called out the people who were coming for him. So I love that.
Yeah. So that apology. And then, like, when I also look at Rachel and Matt's relationship, I don't think they've ever talked about race, or if Rachel has ever dated outside of her race. And if they did have that conversation, I don't know why ABC wouldn't air it. And I also feel like, I don't know Rachel personally, but I do think she's a person who says, I don't see color. And
yeah. Unless I'm in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah. And when you're a person who says, like, if you don't see color, you don't see the whole person. Like, my boyfriend Tejas is Indian, and we definitely have had conversations about race, and like, because it's not lost on me that he's a 6 foot tall brown man. So like, yeah. I'm very hyper aware when we go back home. I'm like, hey, make sure you go the speed limit. Hey, like, we don't know what's going on. And I feel like Rachel would be like, hey, come meet my dad. Oh, is there a Confederate flag hanging on his truck? Oops, doodles. Like, yeah. Like, I mean, this is also like, I feel like I could talk about this for a whole podcast, but I also don't understand, like, I don't see, like, Rachel like, and him having those conversations, and, like, if she's okay, like, now she's saying, like, well, what I did was racist. I don't know if she believes that, but, like, I don't know how you could marry a black man if you participate in those kind of behaviors.
I agree, and I doubt that they had those conversations, because he barely had conversations about race with the black women. The only reason he did was because they brought it up, and he always seemed like he didn't know what they were talking about or where they were coming from. Like, oh yeah, I can't imagine.
I love that.
And then each one that brought it up, he sent home. So, of course, he didn't have that conversation.
Like with Chelsea, when she talked about her hair, I don't know if you heard about this smaller scandal on Bachelor Nation, but Caitlin Bistro, she was on Dancing with the Stars and she was the Bachelorette. So Chelsea came out about her hair, and then Caitlin went on her Instagram, was like, Caitlin is white, and was like, I have hair struggles too. Use my code Caitlin to get 25% off my hair vitamin. So those are not the same. That's not the same.
Those are not the same thing.
And then she went on and was like, I'm so sorry. I'm listening and I'm learning, which is now the new thoughts and prayers, in my opinion. So, you know, it's like, there's like a bigger issue in Bachelor Nation with race. And this is kind of only really the like tip of the iceberg that we're really getting at with like all these antebellum pictures coming out from Rachel. Like, I think you could kind of go back through the whole entire franchise. When Rachel Lindsay, the woman who interviewed Chris Harrison, was the first Black Bachelorette on her season, they had a legit racist guy on there and had a 2-on-1 date in the woods with a Black contestant. Mm. And then, like, everyone called out, I think his name was Lee, they called out his behavior. And then at the mental all, Chris Harrison made them like hug it out and made the Black man forgive the white man.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot to talk about with race with Bachelor Nation. Like, yeah, the show is kind of like cotton candy for the brain, right? Like, it's fun. And we like judge these bitches and like and the men on the show, like their choices and stuff. But there's also this like underlining thing of like, okay, so we picked a Black bachelor. And now, frankly, I think Rachel is probably top two. Because she took so long to make a statement.
Uh-huh.
Her statement was very highly read over and well done.
Right.
And they're like, and then the whole Chris Harrison like being like, back in 2018, you know, the olden days, we weren't thinking about racism. We didn't know what it was. We were at the diners drinking milkshakes. Like, yeah, like, so I think they were trying to save face.
Yeah.
Horribly. And this is kind of where we are now with they're just trying to do damage control, because I think Rachel is either top two or Matt has picked her. And they're
engaged. Quinn thinks Matt picked her as well.
I think he picked her because I felt that he wanted to pick her anyway. But then like before I knew that she was racial, I really like I was like, I think, you know, she's pretty. She's nice. There's all these different things about her. I was like, I can see that for him. So with this happening, I was like, now I can like barely look at her. And it's not even that I really care that she went to the parties. It's more so she should have spoken, whatever her stance is. She should have spoken before Chris did, because now all I see is his bullshit every time I think about her.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I feel like that should have been known by her that that would happen. And it's not a good, like, literally, he got taken down while protecting her from saying something, which ultimately ended up with her saying something any damn way.
Right.
So it's like, and then I have to think about, like, this is like, this was drug out of you for you to even say this. So it's like, you know, fuck you both. And you went to the party. So I want to say fuck you both anyway for going to that party. And I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that the show is supposed to be about, you know, oh, like this eligible bachelor that it, that he's always looked a certain way. Cause I remember back in the day, cause I didn't watch it when the big deal was that the white guy spoke Spanish. And it was like, ooh, like this is different. There's so much ingrained in that. This is the reason why we've never had in my lifetime a black Disney prince. It's just, this is just the same bullshit for me from the same company even. So
that's very true.
So business as usual.
Yeah. Since we're on the topic of KK Caress, let us, you like that? Let us discuss. He stepped down and his statement was, let me pull it up. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's kind of blurred. We don't know how long he's stepping down for. He said he will not join for After the Final Rose special and he'll be stepping aside for a period of time. I would be fine if he left forever. I think now, because of what is happening, I think now would be a good time to make the show a little more diverse, perhaps with Rachel Lindsay hosting or whoever they want to pick. But I do think that just cutting ties with him now would be good, as opposed to taking a 6-month vacation and coming back later.
He had the easiest job in the world. All he had to do was count roses and not be racist. That's all he had to do.
I know how easy his job was. I feel like this episode was the most we've seen him since the premiere. Usually he just comes out and says, one rose left.
So he's also an executive producer. So even though he's taking time aside, he's still getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
So the whole thing with Chris, like, so this is also kind of another thing. Like, I follow like 3 different Bachelor Facebook groups, and all the ones I'm a part of have been like, fire Chris Harrison, like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
And there's also this part of Bachelor Nation, because I feel like the Bachelor is like directed between cis white females. And I'm not saying like, I mean, I'm a cis white female, but like, I'm not saying all white females are racist, but I'm saying the demographic that we're shooting for, a lot of them don't talk about race. Okay, thank you. You said it.
I would say racist, or at least racist sympathizers or apologists, or not self-aware enough to know that they're being racist. That I agree with.
After the final rose is when, like, we see the finale. He picks whoever he picks, and then it's Chris Harrison's like, we're here. We're here with the woman he rejected, and we're here with the woman he picked. Mm. They just haven't filmed that yet. That's why I think he stepped aside, because they already filmed the women tell all. They filmed that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, and then they're supposed to start filming, I think, Bachelorette, like right after, or like maybe even during when they're filming After the Final Rose. So I don't think they will fire him, because I think a majority of the people who watch the franchise will be upset. I think that people are upset, like we are, we're in the minority of the franchise. So they're like, we'll placate them and he'll step aside. He'll make this statement and he'll do some listening and learning. He'll watch a 10-minute YouTube video on race and read White Fragility. And, you know, he'll solve racism and then it will be fine. He's back on the show. That's how I feel about it. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I hope they do replace him. I honestly think he was kind of out the door anyway. He's building a house since he owns a restaurant in Texas. Like, he does a thing called Manly Bands, which is a wedding band company. Wedding band company. He has like endorsement deals. Like, baby boy is fine. Like, he has enough cash flow. Like, he is good to go. And he's got his erotica passion to do.
He sure does.
So he'll be fine. So Disney basically decided, like, you know, we'll placate them. It's like, you know, they didn't accept the black girl turned into a frog, so let's do it again. This time we'll do Pixar. We'll do a black guy who's a dead musician. Bam. Nailed it. Yeah. Got it.
We crushed it.
Still no prince.
They solved racism.
Still no prince. I do. Like, people would be angry. I don't think we have... I don't know. Like, I think there's a... I think The Bachelor may be one of the few bipartisan things left in this country, but I don't think it's enough to keep Chris Harrison like out of the mix. I do think as long as there's a Bachelor, he'll be there. It's like pretty much separating Jeff Probst from Survivor. You really can't do that.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think that, but I did want him to get his ass tapped publicly, and that happened. So like for me, he every time he spoke, I was like, it was like ding. He was like, you know, as a kid growing up in the 70s in Texas, ding. And he was like, woke mob, ding. From hearing all of that, I was like, my issue with him became, I know you're MAGA. Okay.
Yes.
I'm mad that you think you can openly talk like this.
Yes.
And then I was like, mainstream media, teach his ass a lesson. And so
and they did.
I'm good now that that's happened. Just know that you can't, you keep that racism at home.
Yeah. Well, and Laura Zima, his girlfriend, does a Roses and Rosé like Bachelor recap, and it's very popular. And so she actually took this week off and did not do a recap. And they said because it was the snowstorm in Texas, but baby girl doesn't live in Texas. So she made a post. It was like, Chris messed up. And that was it. Like, she said like a sentence. I was like, okay. Okay, girl. I guess support your mans if you got to.
Oh, God. All right. So let us, that's enough about Chris. Let us jump into this episode then. So, Casey, what are your thoughts on Matt James and just the season as a whole so far?
Well, my thoughts on Matt James is he's a little boring. I feel like I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
And the big thing for me was like the first episode when Matt came in, he was like, let's all pray. If I was there, I would have been like, oh, I don't know if like this is my vibe. Because like I think it's great if you're a Christian, but like I mean, I think there's a higher power. I don't know what that higher power is. I think there's a lot of different religions. I was very surprised every single woman in that room was like, yes, let's pray. And like no, like nobody like flinched. Nobody was like, oh, I'm Jewish. Oh, I believe in like crystals. Like I kept there was a crystal people there, you know, like crystals give me power. Like, so I was like, so he's a gorgeous looking man, but like, I think he's a little boring. He's like a little basic. And the fact that all his dates are like driving cars or like jumping out of things and heights, like, I think I have hated every single one-on-one date.
Yeah.
This season. Cause like, I'd be like, I will die. I will throw up on you. Like, I don't want to do this. So I feel like he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy, I guess. But I think I kind of feel like during the summer, because Bachelor, like they'd be like, we need diversity. We need a Black Bachelor. And they were like, how about Tyler C's best friend? And everyone was like, okay. Like, so like he seems nice, but like I don't feel like I'm getting a lot of personality out of him, and I feel like I don't really know who he is. So like I don't care super much who he picks right now versus other times.
Yeah.
And overall the women this season, oh, they are busty, I guess is a word I would use. Getting into the start of the episode where they all ate Heather alive. And
yeah, let's jump into that then.
Yeah.
So Heather.
Wasn't that a turn of events?
Yeah.
So Heather talks to Matt and she comes out and meets the girls. And then all of these women that have been complaining about these other women that are gone now being bullies, they attack Heather. So let's discuss.
The one thing I always get confused about this show, especially when they brought in the new woman, and like whenever something happens, they're like, I can't believe this happened and that person did this. I'm like, how do you think Heather got to set?
Right.
What do you think happened? They're like, I can't believe she just showed up here. I mean, she has to go through so many people to get there. And then like this whole playing thing of like, well, she just showed up and we had to let her on the lot. I'm like, no, you not.
No,
like,
she didn't. No.
And some producer was like, Heather, this is the day you've ever had in your entire life. Matt talks about you. We have secret conversations and like, I'm so glad you're doing this. And I think it's amazing, honey. Wear your wedding gown. Go get your man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, you know, I understand the woman being frustrated when Piper got interrupted and she was so upset. She already had a rose. So I was like, well, even if Heather stays, you already have a rose. So I didn't quite understand why Piper was so upset. Yeah. And I think like, was it just said, I forget who, or maybe it was Kit. Someone was like, well, you're a bitch. Or like they called Heather a bitch. Or then like one of them was like, go cry.
I think that was edited. I don't think she did that.
Oh, like, Okay.
So like, cause they cut away to her, I was like, I know white girls. She didn't say that shit. Like, it would be cute if she did, but I feel like the reaction from Heather would have been different. All of that was different. I'm pretty sure she said that while she was in with Matt. So
I got you.
My thing, like with Heather, like you said, of course she knew where to go in there. Like she knew what was going on. Like whatever, it wasn't like some spontaneous thing. I think Piper was upset because she was having a conversation with him, and then she had to end her conversation because she was there. So I'm sure she was mad that she was just there, period. But I think because she interrupted her time, which I guess she really needed. So I think that's why. But to watch them all basically turn on her and like eat her was amazing. Like, because
you're hopping around to bachelor seasons. Like, why are you even here? Why do you? I mean, I will say they didn't make it.
They slut shamed her.
When they're like, why didn't you message Matt before he came here? I'm like, okay, that's a good question. Because like Hannah B, who was a bachelorette, friends with Tyler, dated Tyler C. So that's how they all know each other. Like Hannah could have been like, here's his phone number. Or like, hey, Matt, is it cool if I give Heather your digits? But like that never happened. And they're like, no, the only way for Heather to meet Matt is to go embarrass herself on the television.
And then like that hotel room bullshit she did, like all that was just.
Yeah, it was pretty. I felt a little bad for Heather because I was like, this is so embarrassing. I felt like I was watching like an episode of The Office or something. It was like so cringy of her. Like, I'm Rapunzel, come get me, Matt. I was like, ooh, the editors, all I don't. Be
turned down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then exactly. So she gets turned down right away, and I feel like I just wasted a half hour of my time then, because all of her screen time together was about like a half hour. So they could have just made this episode shorter, and I would have been fine.
I don't think we needed if she was just going to go home before the rose ceremony. Why did we waste everybody's time?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. So then we get to the rose ceremony, and Chelsea and Serena C are sent home at this ceremony. How did you feel about that?
I was so mad he sent Chelsea home. I don't like, my sister's going to get mad.
We all knew he was going to.
My sister loves Kit, but like, I don't understand how Kit stayed and Chelsea left. Like, I don't get it. I was bummed he sent Chelsea home. Serena, I don't even remember them speaking alone.
They ever. Didn't.
So
they didn't. They did have a single date.
But I love her.
I do too. But
she is going to be the queen in paradise. She's going to.
I can't wait.
She's going to be amazing in Bachelor in Paradise. I know the producers are like, we already got you playing ticket books. We need you there. We can't wait. But yeah, I don't think they ever spoke one on one. So I actually was still surprised she was there, just because I didn't even see the documentary.
Like, I forgot about her.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you're still here. That's cute. Good for you. Get your Instagram followers. I can't hate on that.
But the way Chelsea strutted out of there, though, like she was on America's Next Top Model, it was incredible.
What a smoke bomb.
Yeah. At that point, she was basically just auditioning for future work. Yeah. So she was like, I'm not sure what I got, because this didn't work out. I knew it. Like, okay, he kept her as long as he did, but I knew Chelsea was not going to make it to the end.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, because she shouldn't be with him anyway. Like, I don't know. I don't know Matt James. Like, I have that same argument. Like, I don't really know him and he seems boring, but I think if I did know him, I wouldn't like him. So I'm sure it's probably better that I feel like I don't know him.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
She's better off. Good. Sashay away.
And she did. So then Serena P goes on a one-on-one where they do some tantric yoga.
Okay, I have to say, though, how are you going to do Abigail like that? How are you going to have, so you had two girls who had not got a one-on-one, and then the one-on-one card comes, and you were like, Serena. I mean, I would have been like, if I was Abigail or Jacinta, I'd be like, oh, I'm going home. Like, hometowns are next week, which also confused me how we had eight women left. We're gonna go down to four, and we're all gonna go meet their families. So I know we'll get to it in a little bit, but I kind of saw the writing on the wall for Abigail and Jacinta, because I was like,
same.
She's getting her second one-on-one, and also tantric yoga is like a staple one-on-one date in Bachelor Nation.
Oh, really?
I think they do it every season. Or they do kind of some, like, or there's, like, some hippie lady who comes on and is like, okay, get into his lap.
Some hippie lady.
Okay, yeah. Now think about sex, but like don't have a boner because that's going to be weird on camera. But think about doing it. It's like what is this date before hometown? Like I don't want to be like thinking about boning you when you're about to meet my mom. That don't make no sense.
I don't think I would be uncomfortable on the date, but I was uncomfortable watching it because we had a handyman in our house fixing something as we were watching. And then
I forgot about that.
And this is the scene that was on when he came in to tell us the progress of our cabinet. So I did get a little uncomfortable and then I paused it, but even that didn't really look too great. So yeah.
I think I also love Serena was like, I hated this date. And Matt was like, I loved it though. And she's like, I hated it. It was dumb and I didn't like it. And it's always weird to me when it's like, they're like, I just am not good at showing affection. It's like, but you're going on a TV show to find love and you don't like PDA. That always, like, there's always contestants that say that throughout since the beginning of this franchise.
Yeah.
And it always boggles my mind. I'm like, after this week is Fantasy Suites. So if you don't like PDA, you better get to stepping.
Yeah.
If she gets to Fantasy Suites, it's going to be interesting to see what she does or how she feels.
Yeah. So Serena gets the rose. So they're going to hometowns next week and Serena's hometown will be visited. Then we move on to the group date where Bree admits that she resigned from her job to be on the show.
What a dumb thing you just did.
Yeah.
That is so stupid.
And like, it's not even, that's stupid no matter what, but it's not even like it's American Idol or Survivor where you can like win $1 million or like get a recording contract. You quit your job to possibly meet a husband.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if she's deleted the Instagram post now, but there was a post that she did that she's like in a hot tub and is on the phone. It was like calling to get my job back that she posted after the episode. So I don't know if she deleted it or I guess she doesn't make it. I don't know when she gets eliminated, but yeah, she posted that.
That's fantastic. So
I was like, yeah, I think we all agree with you. And like, you know, a lot of these contestants, like, because like at the beginning of when Bachelor came out, like social media wasn't a thing. And now that it is, a lot of them are like influencers, do all the sponsors, like FabFitFun that I joked about earlier. Yeah. Like that's an actual thing where they promote, or they promote like toothbrushes or like whatever ads, or I would say 95%,
whatever they're paid to do.
Right. Yeah. 95% of them like start a podcast, but only X amount of them are going to like be able to sustain that for a long period of time. Cause like, we have such a short attention span, especially in this franchise that like, oh, it's like, oh, you're old news.
Well, that's what I said to Quinn today. I was like, I follow 6 of these women, but what am I going to do in 2 weeks when I like, don't even remember who they are? We're not going to see these women again.
That's true. I had no intention of following them ever, even to begin with. So I don't have that problem. There's nobody from this show that I feel the need. I mean, maybe Serena V.
Serena C.
Okay. C, the one that got, yeah.
Yeah.
So I might follow her. And of course, I follow Chelsea already, but other than that,
I follow like, Maggie too. Maggie's pretty.
Yeah.
She is, but she's boring. Like, she's pretty, and I can look at her picture. So maybe that is good enough. Because, like, Lord knows that gets me through Leanne Locken's Instagram. Like, she's crazy and beautiful and everything. And I'm like, I can do with that. So.
So then the next conversation he has is with Abigail, and he doesn't even wait until the rose ceremony. He uses this time to send her ass home.
I have to say, though, what his reasoning was pretty fuckboy reasoning. I felt such a connection with you. I had to explore other relationships. Like, I feel like I've gotten that text message. I feel like a lot of people have gotten that text message of, like, I'm so into you, but, like, I got it. Like, I just, like, can't do a relationship right now. And like, I mean, as soon as she didn't get the 1-on-1, I was like, she's going home. And I also kind of wonder, I was like, okay, well, if you were just going to send her, like, I think that rose ceremony, he already knew he was going to send her home. So it's like, well, why did you even give her a rose? Like, why didn't you just have less roses?
Yeah.
Like, this would have made way more sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Abigail got a really good bachelorette edit. I know there was rumors for Katie, which I'd be down for. I think Abigail is also in the running now. So she's better off without him.
I agree. And I do, out of the two that are rumored, I would like Abigail to be the bachelorette.
We have to protect her.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I really liked Abigail, and I found it, like, I do think it was like kind of a, it was a shitty thing to say. Like, because I interpreted it as like, you know, I really liked you, but then that made me want to like see what else before I got too serious. And then I found other people I like better than you. So
yeah,
you got to go home.
That's exactly how it came off.
It was like, it was really shitty. And she, you could tell like it bothered her, but like it made sense for how he was like really heavy with her. And then he wasn't. So I don't, honestly, I don't think that's what it was anyway. I think he already knew pretty much what he was going to do. And then he kind of like, you know, I'm going to spend time with her. Like, I feel like it's all, I'm completely cynical. So like, I think all of this was calculated between him and the producers. He already knew what he was going to like. It was very clear to me what kind of woman he wanted. And everybody who didn't fall into that, I was like, well, you're just here because of TV.
Yeah.
And I feel like now was the time.
Yeah, the final four are very similar. And I think he just kept other women around, Abigail included, for like diversity reasons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew from the beginning, I think, who his final four were going to be.
Yeah. And then also during the cocktail, the cocktail party, I was like, I feel like I've seen Matt make out with five women and there's three roses left. I don't know if Matt knows how to do math, but in my head, I'm like, someone's going to be really upset. And I feel like Matt kind of falls into this, like, I just want to be a nice guy. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But when you do that kind of behavior, you end up being kind of a dick because you're making promises that you have no intention of keeping.
Right.
Or like, it's like, how can you be stuck in face with five women when you know two of them you are not keeping?
Yeah.
I think that's part of the game that he really likes, though. Like, even, like, when he sends the women home, he looks at their ass on the way out. Like, he...
Yes, he does.
So it's like, I think that he is, you know, I think he's that kind of guy. And...
Yeah, I noticed he was checking out Chelsea's butt when she walked out. I saw the, like, the eyes. Like,
he was,
like,
every woman.
He's like, he's like, try not to...
He looks at every woman's ass.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad. I mean, I get it. That's like, it's like, you get hints. It's like, you see his hairline and it's like, that ain't the Black Bachelor. Then his eyes are on everybody's ass. And I was like, maybe he is the Black Bachelor. It's like, he very much is multiracial.
So Kit at the cocktail hour, she tells Matt that she tells him she has no interest in getting married or having kids anytime soon. And we can... Spoiler alert, Kit removes herself from the game later in the episode. But I think that this was her, like, giving him the chance to kick her off, and he didn't.
Yeah. So
she had to do it herself later. That's what I took away from this conversation, especially later when we saw her remove herself. I was like, oh, okay, that's what she was doing. She was like, want me. Here are the reasons why.
Yeah. I think she was like, if in her head, if I don't get the group date rose, I'm going home. And she didn't get the group date rose. So she's like, I'm going to leave now. Yeah. And like, I mean, Kit's like hilarious. And sure, like her fashion is on point. And I think she's going to be a great addition to Paradise. Like she did such a good job because she didn't get too deep in her feelings. She gained a bunch of Instagram followers and then was like, thank you, but no thanks. Yeah. And then left.
I was like, she's that employee that quits before she can be fired.
Yeah, she did a good job. Like, and I think she'll be great on Paradise. I don't think Bachelor was right for her. I think she's going to be great in Bachelor in Paradise.
And I didn't like her for a long time just because she looks like Queen's Gambit. But she was, I was finally starting to like her. And then she removed herself. So I do hope we see more of her in a different franchise.
I think we will.
He really hated her too.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I did.
Like,
I
really hated her.
Well, what other 101? She was like, I mean, my life is just like Bentleys and red carpets, and it's so hard. And I was like, yeah, I feel that, girl. Bentleys and red carpets.
This is not the time to be bragging about.
So then the cocktail hour or party, whatever, ends with Rachel getting the group date rose. And then this shocked me, Casey. I was not used to this happening on a group date. As soon as he gives it to her, he just tells the other women, like, we're leaving now. I'm taking Rachel away.
So that typically does not happen. I don't know if that was like a producer thing or like this guy was supposed to be on a one-on-one date, the artist, and he had a quarantine for a couple extra days. I'm like, well, he's here. Or I gotta say, the devil works hard, but Bachelor editors and producers work harder, because the cutaways of them like having this super romantic song of someone that can sing and like second face, and all the girls just like looking defeated, all the energy drained, like out of their eyes, and just like cutting back and forth was just like, I mean, what, like the editing team, like that is Emmy worthy. Like, I mean, come on, that was just like, that was amazing. Because it's like, I love you so much and you're the love of my life, and come back to the girls crying. Like, go back to the house. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Great. They just like sat there in silence and didn't say anything to each other. And we're like, and then like, oh, Matt gets to have this, Rachel gets this alone time with Matt. And I was just like, damn, that they that was dirtiness from the producers.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm just glad it wasn't another country music concert. At least this was music I would like make out during.
But it's also always so weird when they like, because typically like in the past on one-on-ones they have someone playing, but there's like an audience there, so it's not just the two people. Like sometimes the bachelor and the person will like go on the stage, or they'll like, oh, we're gonna dance in the center.
Oh,
but because of quarantine, they have to do these like really weird intimate. Like, I just, like, where do you look? Like, where do you look?
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're stuck in face. I'm going to look at the producer singing my song.
Yeah. I get weirded out when Quinn, like, makes a romantic dinner and plays music, and it's just the two of us with music playing in our living room. It makes me uncomfortable. So to have someone actually there singing in my face, I would be uncomfortable.
And I know, like, we're getting the mood lighting, but, like, I've worked on film sets before. The lighting is, like, super bright. And I'm assuming that is the lighting. I'm not assuming it's, like, this soft, beautiful lighting. I'm, like, it's, like, a boom mic.
Yeah.
Like, just going in and, like, you got your mic on you, so you're hearing, like, the kissing noise. Like, I don't know how romantic these romantic things actually are. I hope they're better than, but I'm thinking just, like, of these bright lights and, like, oh, I can't really see, like, where'd you go? Like, mouth.
So then we get to the part where Kit arrives at Matt's bungalow and removes herself from the show. Mm-hmm. I said everything I had to say about that when we talked about her before, but yeah. If anyone else needs to say anything, feel free.
I would just say that, like, I didn't think she was going to end up with Matt, because her one-on-one she had was a total of like 5 minutes we saw. And that's the shortest one-on-one like in Bachelor history. So like, even when he gave her the rose, I was really surprised, because I was like, we saw 5 minutes of this.
Yeah.
So I knew she was along for this world.
She was on her way out.
She was on her way out.
I enjoyed it. Like, there was, Donnie like watched kind of like in horror as his favorites bit the dust, but I was just like, another one. Although I knew it was just, I enjoyed that. The girls being defeated and everybody like leaving. Like, I felt like it really like unhinged the women that were left, and like I loved that, because it was like the producer was like, let's fuck with these women, and so I loved it. I love seeing them go. Like,
yeah, I mean, they were dropping like flies, and I think what's funny is because like they've been in this house for so long, and like typically like you get to travel on The Bachelor, so like at least you get a different scenery, but like they're all like, at least, I mean, this is way better than like the resort they were for Claire and Tayshia's season. But still, like, you're still stuck with all these women, and then like the producers are probably like, so how did it make you feel when Matt left with Rachel? And they're like, I think I heard Matt say that he wasn't sure about you. Do you want to talk about that? You know what I mean? Like, I know they're playing a bad game and like giving them wine. They're like, give me the tears. Let me see the tears. But like, yeah, they're agents of chaos. And they were doing a very, well, very good job of making it intense for them.
Yeah.
It was very heightened.
This episode, I am not happy with the final four, but this episode, the drama was high. And even though my favorites were going one after one after one, more than I would have liked this episode, I still, the dramatics of it, I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
I just wish it was at someone else's expense.
Yeah, this is the part of The Bachelor I like. Like, I don't really love, like, when there's, like, 30 women there and I don't know who anyone is. I like when it gets down to nitty gritty, because like I'm starting to see the relationships form, and you also are seeing like, I feel like you're kind of seeing drama that like matters. Like Queen Victoria was just like a crazy bitch, right? Yeah. Like she was like a caricature of a person. Like this is like, they're like, no, I'm having real feelings. And like, I like when they discover they're on The Bachelor, they're just like, I didn't realize he'd be dating other women. Like I didn't, it didn't click in my head. So like when they start seeing these relationships form, that's really when like everything kind of starts to like,
yeah,
crack.
So then we have one more one-on-one before we get to our second rose ceremony, and they go like drifting or race car driving. I don't really know the difference, but something in a fast car where they spin in circles. And that is Matt and Jesenia. She finally gets her one-on-one. So they do that, and then they go and sit down and talk and see whether he's going to give her the rose or not. And he does not. But the whole time he's having the conversation and explaining to her why, he's holding it. And I don't think he did that to the other women he sent home.
He did that to Katie. He picked up
the rose. He did do that to Katie.
It was like, which is, I think, the shittiest thing. I don't know if a producer told him to do that, or they're like, you always have to pick up the rose. Because I just said it was like in love. He was like, here's the rose. So that's so great. And like, thank you for sharing those words with me. I hear those words that you've just said to me, but it's going to be a no from me. Can I walk you out? And then he's like, rose in front of her face, and then just like puts it down. Like, I'm like, yeah, like I said before, like, I didn't think Jesenia was going to go past this one-on-one. I mean, they made out on top of a car. Like, that was fun. And then they sat in a white room. I like my favorite part of the date was like the decor at dinner, because if I was doing drifting, I would probably puke because I don't like roller coasters and I get car sick. So that would be a no date for me. So yeah, I mean, I also like when the new woman came in and they interviewed Jesenia, and she's like, I can't believe that there are new women here. I was like, oh, you've been here? Like I kept Jesenia was on the show. And then
it's hard to keep track.
I was like, oh, that's Jesenia. And then she was like still there. And I'm like, I keep forgetting this bitch is on the show.
That's how I am with Brie. When they were all attacking Heather, and then Brie like turned her head to look at her, I literally said, who is that?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, wait, who are you again? And I feel like, and this is like, I think part of the problem, like my problem with this season of like, they cast diverse people, but like, there's a great Instagram called Bachelor Data, and they break down each episode and they break down the amount of screen time each contestant has. Huh. And all the white contestants have had more screen time than all the other contestants, Black, Asian,
non-white.
Non-white. Thank you. And some of the white contestants have had more screen time than Matt.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'll DM you guys the Instagram, because it's really interesting to see. And they also down followers, like who's in the uptake of Instagram followers. And the most people who need Instagram followers have all been the white contestants.
Wow. That's interesting.
I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
Strictly coincidence.
Like, it's not. We don't want the woke police to come reading into all this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We can't cancel anybody. Don't call the woke police. Yeah.
Let's not look at this through the 2021 lens.
Yeah, not 2018 lens, the 2021 lens.
Yeah. So then we get to our rose ceremony. And going into this ceremony, Rachel and Serena P both had roses already. So we had Brie Michelle and Piper, and Quinn just knew that Brie was going to go home. And then Brie gets the first rose. And Quinn and I both gasped.
Like, literally the same time we...
And that is the first time we've gotten a reaction like that from this show from us.
I was very surprised he did not pick Piper, just because I felt like the one group date where they went to the farm, he like literally ran away from everyone else and sucked face with her.
Yeah.
In front of when she was doing her like testimonial to the camera. And then like they had a really great carnival one-on-one. And then just like, all the conversations they've had, this is what I'm talking about, where Matt's like, I don't want to be a bad guy. I'm trying to be a nice guy. If I was Piper, which I think I'm correct, and I think Piper did probably feel this way, I would have been blindsided. I would have been so freaking confused of why I'm not going to hometowns. And when he walked her out, she didn't say a damn word.
She was pissed. She was pissed.
And I loved it because, like, I kind of feel like, especially in the show, they're like, let me walk you out. I feel like, don't fucking touch me. Get away from me. Like, they want to have, like, let's have a conversation about, like, how I just dumped you. But, like, whenever I've been dumped or broken up with somebody, like, sometimes it, like, takes a minute for me to, like, take in all that's happening. Like, whenever I've been dumped, I'm not like, here's the list of things that I want to say to you now. I'm usually, like, crying and, like, or just, like, okay, bye. Like, you know, like, and especially if you have a camera in your face, like, I don't even know. So I think during the Women Tell All, because also the Women Tell All, the back sort of will come out. And so, and they'll be like in a hot seat and they'll bring up different girls and like be like, so how did you feel when Matt dumped you out of nowhere? How did that feel for you?
Ooh, okay.
So I think Piper's going to have a lot to say during the Women Tell All to Matt, because I was very shocked she went home.
Yeah.
Very shocked.
I would be very happy with her as the Bachelorette as well, but I don't think that ABC will do Tayshia, Matt, Piper in a row, and then also, like, fire Chris Harrison for a little bit in the middle. I think that that might be pushing it.
I think the next Bachelorette will most likely be white. I don't think it will be a person of color.
Yeah.
Because, like I've said before, like, I just don't think their target audience is that's what they want. Like,
right.
I very much feel like they're like, guys, we did it. We had a diverse season. Uh-huh. So here's now 25 white women.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's going to be.
You're welcome.
That is what's going to happen. I think we did it.
They solved racism. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of them.
So our final four is Rachel, Serena P, Brie, and Michelle. Do you like any of them?
I like Michelle. I wish she would have more screen time because, like, when they did the little cutaway at the end and she, like, made the joke about doing the push-ups, I thought that was, like, super cute. Mm. I don't really remember Brie, to be honest. I know they had a one-on-one, and I think her mom had her when she was super young, and those are, like, the only facts I remember about her, so I don't know if that's really telling me much about her personality.
I think Brie was the first one-on-one, and then I feel like I haven't seen her since.
She was the one I was like, who is this in this episode? Yeah. Like, that's who I was talking about.
Me too.
Serena P, when Matt came for the rose, I don't see the chemistry between them. Like, I think this is why I was so shocked Piper went home. Cause I through the TV, I see the chemistry and I see that they're attracted to each other and they have like this playfulness, like him couple at a restaurant that you're like, are they dating? Are they like friends? Like, can I slide in my number? Like, I can't tell that they're dating each other.
Yeah.
So if I was a betting person, I think she's going to go home after hometowns.
Mm,
yeah.
I couldn't tell you wrong. You might pick her, but.
I mean, I would have, if you would have asked me this, like, earlier this week, I would have said that the two that I think he's most likely to pick is Rachel or Piper. So this makes me think more so that he picked Rachel, because I felt it was between those two. Now, I guess that could mean, or it should mean, that Piper will be there longer. But I guess if you know you're not going to pick her, then it doesn't really matter when you send her home. So I still think, I think he picked Rachel. I would be surprised if he didn't pick Rachel, because looking at who's left, I'm like, who else really? Yeah. So it's like, I don't understand.
Yeah. I also agree. I think he picks Rachel. Cause like also stuff that's happened in Bachelor and Bachelorette in the past is like, they'll get to the like final 2 week and they won't, like, sometimes like the Bachelor or Bachelorette is like, I have no idea who I'm picking. Or you have another person who's like, I'm going to send this person home before we even get to the proposal day, because like, I don't want to do that to them, which I think I have more respect for than like them getting, like, there's been some seasons where like the Bachelorette, like, let someone get down on one knee and give like a whole speech. And it was like, I'm not picking you.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I feel like Matt already knows he's going to pick Rachel, and like, it's kind of going through the motions just to be like, well, like, let me see, like, maybe it'll be different. But like, I'm kind of having a hard time with that. Like, just because like, the most chemistry I see, I think, is with Michelle and Rachel, like Serena and Bree, I think are out of here.
At this point, I just feel like Rachel won, and I'm more excited for, especially because I'm not rooting for any of these other women. If Piper was there, I would have, you know, put hope into the atmosphere and the secret and all of that. But with these four, I don't care. So I feel like Rachel already won, and I'm more excited for the After the Rose episode to, like,
yeah,
see her be grilled and everything.
Yeah, I really hope they have Rachel Lindsay host After the Final Rose. Oh. And I hope she comes in and is like, nope, 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 nope. Let me rip you apart, and now you get to talk. I know she said she's like kind of done. Like she said she wasn't going to be renewing her contract with Bachelor, but we'll see. But yeah, I think we're all kind of ready for After the Final Rose to kind of. I think we all kind of see the writing on the wall. But of course, I'm going to watch the next couple of weeks to see what kind of mess happens.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, seeing the previews of Rachel's parents, I'm like, you people are exactly guilty of everything you've been accused of. I was like, yeah. I was completely judgmental and stereotypical as hell. I was like, yup. Racist. Like, I was looking at her mother's haircut.
Yeah. Can I speak to the manager haircut? Because, like, usually they go to the hometowns, but because of COVID, they're coming to the resort.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're coming to Nemacolin because of all the restrictions with COVID. They're bringing the families to them. So I would have loved for us to go to Rachel's hometown, because I think it would be very eye-opening to what Matt is actually getting into with her. Because, like, this is, like, also I think why so many of the relationships on the show, like, end up not working out, because, like, you're in this, like, super romanticized bubble. And, like, day-to-day life is not, like, dates in Italy or, like, hot air balloon rides. Like,
right.
You know, like,
just being stuck together in quarantine.
Yeah, like, Matt hasn't paid for any of those dates. I don't, like, he's like, I set up this date for you. I'm like, no, you did not. Like, the producers were like, we have the PA working on the hot air balloon right now. Just give us, like, 10 more minutes. Like, like, no, that's not what's going on. So, if he does pick Rachel, I do not see it lasting.
No. If they're even still together now.
I also don't feel like Matt's ready to be engaged. Like, do you guys get that vibe? Like, I don't think he's ready to get married.
I don't think so.
No, when Kit was telling him that she's not ready, he did not push back at all. And I know, like, he wouldn't, of course, tell a woman what to do with her life, whatever, on national TV, but it really didn't seem like that was a problem for him.
He's like, yeah, we can just, like, fly around on your rich mom's private jet and do whatever. Like, he probably should have picked Kit, because that's actually probably what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, picking these other women.
You're right.
So that is the end of the episode. Do we have any final thoughts on anything we didn't touch on, or just something you want to?
I guess my final thought is that, you know, I think the franchise needs to do better with people of color and, like, stop using it as, like, tokenism, and has some, like, listening and learning to do. I really do hope, like, that some changes are, because, like, the thing with the franchise is it has been going on for 20 years. Although I'm pretty new to the franchise, I only started watching with Nick Viall season. You know, you kind of got to do it. If we're going to do another 20 years of The Bachelor, which I wouldn't be surprised because it's like a big moneymaker for ABC. Yeah. I think some changes need to be made, and, like, they got to, like, kind of spice some things up a little bit. And, like, that means getting into some new executive producers and a new host. I mean, not just because of what happened with Chris Harrison do I think that. I mean, that's definitely part of it. But I think it is time for him to go. And I think we kind of need some new life in this franchise and something, like, a little more modern than what it was when it started, like, 20 years ago.
I agree.
Yeah, I do too. I'll piggyback kind of on Casey's final thought. That's my final thought as well. I don't expect there to be a big change from The Bachelor. Like, I don't expect him to go away, like I said. I do think there should be some accountability for what he said, which I think we're kind of seeing now. I don't know if we'll ever get anything that's, like, close to not tokenism on The Bachelor. But ultimately, I will try to look past that to finish this season, because it's really hard for me to finish this season, because it's what makes it even more galling than the overall, like, racism of the show is, like, now I have to watch this black guy do it while not acknowledging, or maybe not knowing, that he's black for all intents and purposes. And to see him dealing with this and then like doing nothing, like it pisses me off.
Yeah. I also heard a rumor, which I don't know if this would be a spoiler, but I heard a rumor that they find Matt's dad and they bring him on the show, his estranged father.
The reason he don't like black people. Well, I want to see this.
Yeah. That's a rumor I heard, that they talked to Matt's dad and they like brought him on the show. They bring him on the show. I don't know when, like it's definitely the next couple episodes, but yeah. So that's apparently going to happen.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'll definitely be watching for that.
I mean, do you guys think you'll ever do another season of The Bachelor, or you guys are like, we've done our part, we've done our mission, and now we're washing our hands of the series?
I really don't know. Like, I'm really undecided. I do like what the show is supposed to be. I do think it's interesting. Watching these women act this way, of course, is interesting. And I think I would be willing to see what The Bachelorette is like compared to this. So if anything, I might watch the next Bachelorette, and then from there I might be done, or there, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think it's going to be dependent on like the personality of the Bachelor or Bachelorette, because I think Matt James is, I didn't care about any of the dates. There were times that if we didn't have this podcast where we would have to talk about it, I would have fast forwarded. Is that right?
Fast forwarded
through the dates. They were just so boring to me. And like you said, we don't really know Matt, and we're on week 7. So if it was a bachelor with like this big personality and he let us in more and more each episode and each date, then maybe I would. But as of now, especially if it's someone else like Matt James, I cannot do another season.
Yeah, like he doesn't have the charm. Like, if you're going to be a fuckboy and be this way, like I think he is, it should be like, you know, damn, he got me. I got God, but that's what happened. Whereas with him, it's just like, I should have known. This fucking nerd, this dork, like, did this to me. Like, I feel like that's the feeling that he gives.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, like, you know, because, like, he was, like, Bachelor adjacent, right? Like, because he was friends with Tyler C, they picked him. Because he was originally going to be on Claire's season, and then COVID, it all changed. You know, usually we have a whole season of, like, oh, we got to know this person, and we saw their heart get stomped on and chewed up and spit out. But like, I mean, I think Matt said he's never been in love before.
Which is a big ass red flag. That's a big ass red flag.
And I was like, oh, that's okay, great. So yeah, I mean, I don't think he's gonna get. I think he'll get engaged, but I think we'll see an Instagram notes post in about 8 months and be like, we really tried, and I respect Rachel so much and she respects me, but we've decided to part ways. And then we'll see Tyler and Matt just go on their merry fuckboy way.
Blowing each other, if Andy Cohen has anything to say about it.
Oh my gosh, that I was like, well, that was a choice, Andy Cohen. I know.
That's a dirty old man. Dirty
that made me almost man. As mad as the women that went home this week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's the end. Casey, before you go, just let anyone, if you want people to follow you. Oh, you do, because you want your.
I do. I want to sponsor FabFitFun and toothbrush.
Let people know where they can follow you.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at cgal with 2 L's 87. And that's also my Venmo. So if you feel like Venmo me, you more than welcome to. Cgal with 2 L's 87.
Perfect. So if you don't have a sponsorship, then you can just be her personal sponsor.
Yes, I will take that. Thank you. Hashtag bless.
All right. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to support the show, be sure to visit buymeacoffee.com/knowthatpod. You can be our sponsor. If you want to join in on discussions about episodes of Real Housewives and The Bachelor as they air in real time, you can live tweet with us on Twitter at knowthatpod. And you can also follow us on Instagram at the same name, knowthatpod. You can follow me personally at Real Donniewood on Twitter and Instagram.
You can follow me, Quentin Lamar, at Quentin Lamar on Twitter.
And continue to listen and subscribe for free to Know That, a Real Housewives podcast, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows. Bye.
See ya.